Hey, we're Joe and Mackenzie on radio now. We are about 20 minutes away from Dare Dice. We're going to roll that. We got intern Chloe Money representing, well, herself today, because producer Porkchop, perfectly timed vacation. Today and tomorrow he's off.
He's back on Thursday.
Very, very interesting.
He's a smart man, that one.
I love it. So, yeah, we'll doing that coming up here on Joe Mackenzie on Radio Now. So, Mackenzie, you have a Christmas party you've been invited to, which that's not the weird part or the interesting thing for you. There's more to that.
Right. So, it was a first date invitation. So, I think the Christmas party would be so much fun to go to, don't get me wrong, but I feel like for a first date, nah, because it's weird, like, you don't want to make a splash, like, you're showing someone off, but it's like a first date, so you don't even know if there's chemistry. So, here's the thing, like, I don't think you know, even if you're, like, chatting with someone for a long period of time, or even if you talk to them on the phone, you FaceTime, whatever, I feel like in person, it's that vibe. Like, I'll know within 3 minutes if, like, this is going to be something or not.
Now, you brought something up, an 833-563-2539. If you think, yeah, that's a great idea, what better thing than to have a first date at a Christmas party or holiday party? You're like, no, Mackenzie, do not go. We'd like to hear from you. But you brought something up. Do you think this person would be showing you off? Like, oh, that's Mackenzie from Joe Mackenzie and from those Andy Moore TV commercials. Like, wow, what a lucky dude he is. He's got her as his date. Whoa.
Oh, thank you, Joe. That's very sweet.
Do you think that's what's happening?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
Okay.
But I feel like I would feel like you. That would be maybe at least, what do you say, a third, fourth, fifth date? Or like if you're like with someone, you bring them to your Christmas party
because
they meet all your work peeps and your colleagues.
I would say normally for most cases, a Christmas party or holiday party, you're established a little bit. You don't have to be necessarily a couple, but it's not your first date. But then again, like, okay. No offense. Most Christmas parties aren't that fun.
Right.
Like, how fun could that be? And if it's not that good, there's probably booze you can drink away the night.
That's true. Would you guys think I was weird? Like, we have our company party, our Christmas party on Friday, if I brought a first date.
No, I'd expect that out of Porkchop.
I would never, first of all, bring a first date around here, because you guys would, it would be torture. And awkward, and you would make it so weird.
You just don't want us to talk about it on the radio. That's if you worked at, like, hey, I'm working at TJ Maxx, you would be doing that all day, like, no problem. But this job, we're going to call you out and ask all these annoying questions.
True.
833-563-2539. Let's say good morning to Tim. Hey, Tim, should Mackenzie go? It's a first date, but it's also like a Christmas party.
Yes, she should go. I'm a VPO of a multi-billion dollar company. And anytime that I have a first date with someone, my company does things monthly. And because, number one, you're around these people more than you're around your own family. So they become a second family and they can judge a character. Not only that, but then you can also judge the person you're taking on the date, how they act around other people. You know, if it's an open bar or if it's, you know, if it's out in a nice area and just how they act. You can judge a lot from somebody from how they act and what they do around the people that you're spending 90% of your time with.
I like that. I do enjoy watching someone I'm interested in interact with other people because I feel that tells a lot about a person. So that's a great point.
Hey, thank you, Tim, for the call. We'll go to Jessica this morning. Jessica, you're on Joe Mackenzie. Should Mackenzie go? It's going to be a first date, but it's also the Christmas party for this person.
I don't think it's a bad idea because then, one, yes, you do get to see how they interact with other people. And if they are drinking, you get to see how they are when they drink. And also, if you do have, like, kind of an awkward vibe, it's not like you're kind of stuck just talking to this one person. There's other people around that you can kind of mingle and talk to and it not be so, oh, why are you not hanging out with me? It's more of, I'm just trying to get to know people
That's a good point.
I got to admit, I'm kind of surprised all these people are saying you should go.
Right. I am too, but they bring up great points. But I like the awkwardness of is taken away because sometimes one-on-ones, if you're not feeling that person, like I said, I've been on a first date where I'm like, nope. And then you're stuck there if it's like a meal or something for like 2 hours, even though you know like this is like
Can we get dessert? Dessert, please. Marissa.
Where's my emergency text from a friend?
Are you agreeing with everybody else that we've had so far on that says Mackenzie should definitely go on this first date, which happens to be a Christmas party?
Absolutely. I think the poor guy just needs a date. And, I mean, worst case scenario, you can just mingle and drink. But he needs a date to the Christmas party. I think you should go.
Okay.
I mean, it's not like you can't leave, you know, if you feel like it's not a good environment, you could just leave.
So drive myself or just Uber, I guess?
I think so, yeah. I'd be like, I'll meet you there.
Okay, yeah. Always. You got to have an escape plan.
Yeah. Got to get out.
Just in case, but who knows? Okay. Gosh, 3 for 3, really.
So I think that normally I would say no. I would say don't go to his work Christmas party for a first date. That's so awkward. That's so weird. That's just way more added pressure because you're also introducing them to someone as well and you're meeting all of their coworkers. It's just added pressure to already a first date. But we know the company of this guy, and I think based on the company, this party is going to be so much fun. Like, you cannot miss it. Absolutely not. Like, I would never invite someone to our work Christmas party as a first date.
Yeah, they would probably never want to hang out here again.
Why not?
Because our party's...
But this guy's company, hell yes. You need to go to this work party just also to get the juice.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's just, it would be so much fun. You would meet so many cool
people. For the experience.
Exactly.
Will you reveal the company this person works for?
After I decide if I go or not. ..
When are you making your decision?
Soon. I wanted everyone to weigh in, so this is good.
All right, I'm
so
just saying.
This will be a continuation.
I'm just saying, if you don't go, I think you're letting down everybody that listens to the show.
You always say that. Like, I've been asked out by some high-profile people, and then I'm like, nah, and Joe's like,
Mackenzie,
he gets mad at me because I don't go for the show, for the story.
No, just in general, if I was you, I would be married or like I would be pregnant by random rich people, no doubt, like famous celebrities.
Let me tell you this straight up. There was a famous person who is legit 70 years old that invited me out, which is a little too old for me. And Joe's like mad at me that I didn't go because he just wanted the content for the show.
You should have married this guy, had a baby. He would have kicked the bucket soon. You would be rich. The show exposure would be over the top. Oh my gosh. All right. Well, hey.
This is what I deal with.
I look forward to an update soon.
Okay.
Join Mackenzie on radio now.